Hi, my name is Jennifer. I have a new life in Christ. I struggle with the effects of sexual abuse and my own sin of pride and looking for satisfaction and identity in the things of this world instead of in God. For anyone who has experienced sexual abuse or assault, you may, like me, have a firsthand understanding of captivity. Not just being held hostage in that moment to the abuser, but also the bondage of the devastation that sexual trauma leaves behind. Enslaved and alone, this is how I felt in the wake of my sexual abuse. I grew up in a Christian home where I was always provided for and given many opportunities in life. Despite the care that was shown to me, my family was very dysfunctional. My father was controlling, vindictive, prone to rage and physical abuse. I was afraid of him and gave him plenty of space. My mom felt safe and loving, but she chose to give her energy to work instead of engaging with me. I ended up feeling alone and out of place in my own family. My brother and I were often at our parents' bakery all day without proper supervision or structured activities. The neglect on their part placed us in dangerous, sometimes life-threatening situations. This environment set the stage for the sexual abuse. It was where captivity began in my life. The sexual abuse started around the age of 3 years old with a woman who took care of us. It continued by a man who worked for my parents at their bakery. By the time I was a teenager, my concept of personal boundaries was already broken, and I did not understand what a healthy relationship was supposed to look like. It was in my early teenage years that another perpetrator came into my life in the form of my first boyfriend. Throughout my childhood and adolescence, the neglect, sexual abuse, and my father's anger seeded my heart with beliefs that I was not valuable or important enough to protect. I felt invisible, helpless, and alone. I also struggled with my understanding of gender identity. I did not like my body, believed I was in the wrong one, and that parts of my body didn't belong to me. I felt incredible shame at also being attracted to women, even from early childhood. I believed that I was dirty, different, and somehow inadequate. Because of this confusion, my relationships with girls suffered. I didn't know how to have a healthy friendship. I often felt rejected, alone, and unworthy of acceptance from girls. I believed women were untrustworthy and would ultimately betray, hurt, and eventually leave me. I attempted to find safety in my relationships with men. I believed I had control in these relationships and was never without a boyfriend. I used manipulation to meet my needs while keeping the men at arm's length. I always tried to be prepared and protected for any terrible thing that could come my way. I lived in almost constant fear in the form of overwhelming anxiety, panic attacks, and nightmares. I often felt depressed, lonely, empty, and numb. I hated myself and was convinced I was the most broken and messed up person. Others wouldn't really like me if they knew my secrets. I was unlovable. Throughout my youth, I knew God was powerful, but I didn't trust that he was completely good. I viewed his love as conditional, and I believed that God sets expectations that I must meet to earn his approval. Because of that lie, I believed, I felt like God was always just out of reach. At times, I could feel his gentle spirit, but it was like talking to him through a wall. My views of God were fueled by a lack of understanding of grace. I worried that I was disappointing him or that he would get angry with me. The truth was that I lacked true intimacy with the Lord because I didn't know or understand his character. When I was 18, I read the book of Romans, and it was like I was seeing God for the first time. I realized that the wall was gone. I was never actually alone. I had always been loved and cared for. This was the turning point for me in my relationship with God. Although I had a new understanding of God's grace and character, I was still trapped by the effects of sexual abuse and continued in sin patterns of denial, pride, perfectionism, and control. Understanding who Jesus is, the character of God, and what he has done for me was the beginning of my healing and freedom. God had been pursuing me and had already ransomed me from captivity with the price of his son's death and resurrection. I realized I was not enslaved to my own sin or the harm others had done to me. The chains were gone and I was free, but it was my heart God wanted to captivate. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." When I was able to fully understand this truth, God began to lead me out of the places of captivity he'd already freed me from. Unfortunately, the prideful lie of denial had me thinking I didn't need anyone's help. Denial came to an end when I spiraled out of control before my wedding. I had flashbacks of my abuse that were overwhelming, and I hated that I couldn't control them. Intimacy with my husband was a disaster, and all my hopes for a beautiful start to marriage were shattered. Struggles with sexual intimacy on both sides caused a rift in our marriage. I silently wrestled with this for 2 years before admitting aloud to my husband that I needed help. My coping strategies of denial, control, and perfectionism were not working anymore. I started in a recovery group here, but I quickly felt disconnected from the rest of the women in my circle. I was convinced that I was different and more broken than they were. Although I finished the curriculum, I got stuck. My pain was so consuming that I couldn't see how I had hurt others. My leader told me about Watermark's sexual abuse recovery ministry. My first night in the ministry was the first time in my whole life I felt at home. I knew I belonged, and I never wanted to leave. Through this ministry, God peeled away layers of damage that had been done to me. He removed my shame and fear. He brought life, light, and joy into my life. He gave me hope when I had been full of despair and thought things could never change and that I was too broken. He restored to me so much that had been taken. He allowed me to clearly see and separate the harm done to me from my own sinfulness. Through my time in recovery, I realized how much I struggle with pride in the form of perfectionism, vanity, denial, self-criticism, and being an intellectual. I began to see clearly that I could be incredibly controlling in relationships, using manipulation and arguing to meet my needs and escape any feelings of overwhelm or anxiety that came. Even though I had placed my trust in Jesus as my Savior, I was still trying to find my value and identity outside of Him. Let me read that again. Even though I had placed my trust in Jesus as my Savior, I was still trying to find my value and identity outside of Him. I used to think I was not worthy of care, but now I have healthy friendships, girlfriends who love, accept, and encourage me. I also have guy friends who care for me as a sister. I practice self-care routines, and I can honestly say that I love my whole body, and I am so happy that it is mine. I used to feel trapped by secrecy and held captive to overwhelming fear. Fear no longer rules my life, and I am now able to share my story with confidence and freedom. God also renewed my marriage, and it is the healthiest it has ever been. Where I used to try and force others to do what I want, I now desire peace and unity with my husband and with others. I went from being a participant in the sexual abuse ministry to being a leader, a coach, and part of the directional team. Shortly after, I was asked to help write the curriculum and form the new sexual abuse recovery ministry called Courageous Hope. I feel honored and thankful to have the story God has written in my life. He has given me freedom in ways I didn't even know I needed. I am still learning what it means to abide with Christ daily. Every year, God seems to be taking me deeper into my relationship with Him, showing me new things about who He is and who I am, smoothing out the rough places in my heart. God is in the business of bringing dead things back to life, bringing light into the darkness, taking something broken and giving it purpose, renewing what has been lost, turning despair into hope, victoriously crushing the enemy, and setting captives free. This is the God I love and get to serve. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He promises to take what happened to you, your pain and despair, and turn all of it into a strong and beautiful reminder of His goodness and glory. If you only cling to one thing here tonight, I pray it's that in Christ there is hope. In Christ there is freedom. This journey is long and one I believe I will be walking my whole life, but I promise you it's worth it. Wherever you are in the process, whether it's groundwork, step group, or even your first time, if you're wondering if this is where you need to be or if it's even worth it, be encouraged. God will not leave you where you are. He loves you. His work in you has already begun, and He is faithful to complete it. If this is your first night, welcome. I genuinely admire your courage to come and seek the Lord for healing in your life. Thank you for trusting us with your Monday night. We are glad you made it here, and we feel honored to journey with you. My name is Jennifer. I have a new life in Christ, and I struggle with the effects of sexual abuse and my own sins of pride, and looking for satisfaction and identity in the things of this world instead of in God. That's good.